A very good evening to you and welcome to Hungary Reports with me, Steffi Derry. Thanks for joining us. The European Union has been attacked and we are also in danger, said the Hungarian Prime Minister before a plenary session of Parliament on Monday. Viktor Orbán said what happened in Paris last Friday can happen elsewhere in Europe. The Prime Minister gave an interview to M1 where he said that an unbearable distance increased between people's expectations and European leaders' policy. Therefore, Viktor Orbán believes that the entire European policy should be reconsidered.
On the plenary session of Parliament on Monday, members of the Parliament silently stood up for a minute to commemorate the victims of the Paris terror attacks. This is how they expressed their solidarity. In the French capital, there were 7 coordinated terror attacks on Friday, carried out by 8 militants. The deadly attacks had at least 129 victims. More than 350 people are seriously injured. This is the worst terror attack in France since the Second World War. The European Union has been attacked and we are also in danger, said the Hungarian Prime Minister. On Monday's parliamentary session, Viktor Orbán said that what happened in Paris on last Friday can happen anywhere else in Europe. So it's time for the leading EU politicians to understand what's the stake. Now what would be humane? Closing the borders from illegal border violators or risking the lives of innocent European citizens, asked the Prime Minister. The right to live is beyond all the rights, such as the right of self-defense is stronger than anything else, Viktor Orbán carried on. The Prime Minister recalled the US and European intelligence agencies warned months ago that there was a direct link between migration and terrorism. The Greeks said long ago that the arrival of jihadists could not be ruled out. Viktor Orbán gave an exclusive interview of news channel M1, where he said that the leaders of Brussels, even after the Paris terror attacks, still say that immigration is a good thing when day after day evidence emerges. That it's bad. European policies must be revised and abide by four commandments: protection of EU's external borders, our culture and economic interests, and the people must be given the right to influence European decisions, said the Prime Minister. Viktor Orbán emphasized that there is an unbearable distance between the people's expectations and the European leaders' policies. Therefore, it's only a matter of time when people, as he put it, will bend the leaders of Europe towards themselves. Viktor Orbán added that Hungary's aim is to make efforts together with the other V4 and Central European countries to make a change in EU policy. The Prime Minister believes that joint actions in the recent months have shown that the region is healthy and well-functioning part of Europe.
The Green opposition party LNP spoke about a global crisis. The radical nationalist Jobbik party said that both the migrant quota system as well as the relocation scheme need to be stopped, whereas the opposition socialists urge a strong, proportionate and effective response to the Paris attacks, and the ruling Fidesz party believes that the responsibility is on EU leaders.
The Green opposition LNP said that the European Union and Europe as a whole needs to be protected through joint efforts. But no one has done the work yet. Europe has failed to protect itself in the past months. It could not differentiate between refugees, economic migrants and terrorists, said the LNP group leader. The nationalist Jobbik party said that both the migrant quota system and the relocation scheme need to be stopped if Hungary wants to protect itself from terrorism. Migrants are not terrorists. This phrase should be written down and understood. But there is another phrase what we also need to write down, that is, terrorists are migrants, said the politician. The core ruling Christian Democrats said apart from the genuine refugees, economic migrants, criminals, soldiers and terrorists are also entering the European Union as part of the migration wave. The opposition socialists believe that the terrorists are responsible for terrorism, therefore an answer should be given to the Paris attacks. Europe cannot remain indebted after last Friday, just like London and Madrid could not afford it. We need a strong, proportionate and effective response, said the group leader of the socialists. The ruling Fidesz party said that the crisis, which the European Union, together with President Juncker, has caused with its migration policies that eventually led to terrorism, cannot be resolved by wishy-washiness. If the EU's leaders are incapable of observing the law or even instructing member states to observe them, then they should resign, said the group leader. The Prime Minister Viktor Orbán said in the statement that the government will take actions against the quota system and deportation. He added that the question arises whether Europe's leaders have done everything to ensure safety for European people. The Prime Minister emphasized that in the context of migration, we have to suggest whether a civilization has the ability to sustain itself if those who created it are replaced with other people.
Gulag survivors held an unusual history lesson in a high school in Budapest. They told their stories to youngsters who were the same age as they were when they were taken away to labor camps. The lesson was organized by the National Memory Committee.
Klara had spent 9 years in a forced labor camp in the Soviet Union. The then 14-year-old had to work really hard. She was released only in 1953 after Stalin's death. The communist leadership of Hungary treated the former political prisoners as enemies. They had to wait for months to cross the border. Levko Dohovic was also 14 when he was forcibly brought to a labor camp. Out of 800, only 300 people returned from there. The work was extremely hard in the groundwood mill. The KGB officers put me there to die, he said. Survivors had extraordinary history lectures in the Buddha Cistercian St. Emeric Secondary School. When brought to the camps, they were in the age of nowadays students. The lessons were organized by the Committee of National Memory in order to raise the awareness of young people for the communist oppression and the dark world of forced labor camps. We want to cover different fields, but there are very few survivors still living, so we try to use them systematically in our framework, said a member of the committee. The memorial year of the labor camps lasts till the 25th of February 2017, and up to that time they are about to organize a series of such meetings with survivors in different secondary schools.
The reinstallation of saplings in the Pilis Park forest began on 330 hectares. In December 2014, the freezing rain damaged approximately 30,000 hectares of state-owned forest. The initiative by the Media Service Superintendent Asset Management Fund called the forests in danger greatly contributed to the renewal of the forest. The Hungarian president, Janos Eder, thanked the help of the foresters and supporters as well. In addition to the help of big companies, the president also highlighted the special thematic day of the public media. And sports now. After 30 years, Hungary's national 11 qualified for the 2016 European Soccer Championship. The Hungarian team defeated Norway 2-1 in the Sunday playoff in Budapest, winning two playoffs. With an aggregate score of 3-1, Hungary made its way to the European Soccer Championship for the first time since 1972. Hungary's success became very popular, both in the Hungarian as well as in the European press. Even in the social media, people posted and tweeted about the historic victory. So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time, or you can always follow the show online. Now, please stay tuned for the Russian news after the national anthem. I'll see you on Tuesday. Bye-bye.